Hello, my name is Mayor June, and let me be the first to welcome you to Neo Sacramento. Now, before you enter our great city, let me tell you about our rich history. After the great collapse of 1989, when the American economy tanked, many fled their homes and cities to our growing, bustling community. Sacramento became one of the few functional city-states. Now, we all owe a huge debt of gratitude to the backing of the main three. Without these three, we'd be destitute, hungry, and alone. It is the community of these companies that hold us together. Their strength, their guidance, and their resilience to change has made us what we are today. So thank you, Big Three. Who are the main three, you ask? First up is the McGregor Corporation, ran by the McGregor family from the United European Nations. They moved here back in 1968. They are the company that built our magnetic roads, trains, and cars that the public love to use. Oh, and did I mention that they created the power plants that run this city? Silly me. And remember, every time you turn on a light bulb, thank a McGregor. Next up is Warukashi, founded in 1991. They specialize in robotics, computers, and defense. They also have major stock in our agricultural productions in the south. If it's not Warukashi, it's probably not good. And lastly is Majuro Bay Corp, a company created after Amazon and eBay merged together in 2008. MoBay is responsible for all shipping and receiving of goods across the world. Needed today? Use MoBay. Expect. Now, here's what to expect. There's never a dull moment in our city. Sure, we have a lot of crime. Who doesn't? Just make sure to make no eye contact with anybody you see. And always keep your valuables on you at all times. Do you like to golf? I do. Have a ball on one of our many rooftop golf courses. Don't worry, the people below don't mind if you miss. Maybe you're a shopaholic? Then visit one of our fine many upscale establishments, like Vic's Bar and Grill, 8 to 9 Liquor Store, UNK's Haberdashery, and Harry's Gun Emporium. Maybe you need work? Don't worry about it. There's plenty of missions and tasks to keep you busy for a lifetime. Fun. Adventure. Excitement. Experience the thrill of Neopunk City.
Here we go. We are starting. Thank you all for tuning in. I guess we didn't really talk about what this is, a national open. Nope, no matter. Gonna keep moving on. This is Neopunk City. I'm Kevin Brown. Heard a noise. Great. Let's just go down the table and say who we are. Christina?
I'm Christina.
Perfect. Jay?
Yeah, I'm Jay.
Nathan?
And I'm Nathan.
Great, awesome. This is our first episode, so it's going to be some bugs to work out. Going to work on this a little bit, but let's just jump right into it. This takes place in the year 2020. Give you some backstory. This is Sacramento, California. It's a little bit different from the Sacramento you know. The ocean water has risen just enough to cover up San Francisco.
The Sacramento you know and love.
Yes, you'd be surprised. And a little bit of climate disaster, a little bit of economic disaster, and you three find yourselves on the street of 3rd Street and, I have it written down, 3rd Street and O, and a little cafe called Chef's Corner. They do deep fried burgers.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and they cost 13 credits, European credits, which is about $26 American. So you're in this cafe. You have a job to do tonight. You're waiting for the lights to kind of go down enough to go over to where you need to go.
Absolutely. Can we get the deets on what that job is?
Yes. You are to break into an old-timey facility and go upstairs, find the art director's office, and pick up a file.
God, you said art director. So what sort of like facility is this?
Let's I'll get there. Let's get to the cafe. What do you order? You get there first, Jay. You're old. You're old. How old are your character again?
Yeah, I'm in the. I'm not going to say in the vicinity. I'll be very precise. I am 70 years old.
Okay. And what's your character's name? Can you describe him?
Yeah, my character's name is Rain Dog. not his real name.
No.
From my understanding, we have sort of like screen names / street names.
Yeah.
Our birth names are kept close to the chest. Rain Dog is a man of 70. He's about 6 foot in his prime. He was probably a few inches taller than that. He's decked out mostly in dark colors. He's got this kind of heavy overcoat. The holsters he has his guns in are kind of like tucked into the side, so as long as the coat isn't wide open, you can't really see it. And he has this quiet, sort of intense air about him.
He's got
these like pale blue eyes and mostly just gray hair that's sort of like messily combed back with his fingers.
You push open the door to the cafe, and the backside of it has that kind of soft cushiony that they used to put in like 50 diner store doors. But not in an ironic way, it's actually there.
I think I remember those. You know,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I think I literally remember those because I was born in 1950.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a flashback here because it's the old cafe has just kind of been redone. And a lot of stuff's still there because they just can't afford to repay it. It's a white-blue kind of spackled area with diner tabletops. So where do you go?
I'll walk out. Is there a counter or is it just like a seat yourself and a server comes?
There's a sign that says seat yourself and there's missing letters. And there's a countertop in the back.
What letters
with
are
the grill.
Missing?
The S's are all gone.
Oh, just the S's?
It says eat yourself. it says that.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I'll go ahead and grab a seat in a booth that has like a decent view of the rest of the. How big is this place?
It's 20 by 20.
Okay, so yeah, I can see pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Great, yeah. I'll pop a squat at a booth.
I didn't write down the dimensions of the restaurant, Nathan. I'm sorry.
Fried cookies all on top of you.
Yeah, it is actually pretty cozy. A waitress comes by, she's smoking a cigarette. What do you want?
I sort of look up at her and I say, coffee's fine.
We're out of coffee. We got burgers, we got fries.
Make it a plate of fries, then.
Sure, hun. And she, like, rubs her head with her cigarette hand and walks off. She's definitely seen worse days.
Right.
She looks pretty good, actually.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's younger than you, but...
Good. I mean, most people are.
Yeah. Christina, you walk in next.
Ding, ling.
Yeah, there's no bell.
Oh, great. That's just my thing I do.
That's the sound of the door scraping across the linoleum.
All right, I walk in. Do I recognize him already?
You know of him. You know of him. It's probably the same job, so you guys know each other.
All right.
And describe yourself and who you are.
So my handle is Full Sail, and so I'm a 29-year-old girl, so this matchup is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just a ginger with green hair, 5'5", and like with the... I come from a sailing family, mm-hmm. so I have the yellow raincoat. Like you would see on some sort of tuna fish ad.
Like Gordon's Fisherman kind of thing. Yeah.
So I look like that dude, but...
What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal?
Yeah. No, for your character's favorite animal.
The swordfish. The
swordfish?
Yeah.
That symbol is on your back.
Sweet.
All right, you walk in.
I walk in and
it says eat yourself.
Yeah. Maybe some other time. I think to myself.
Good, not out loud.
Yeah.
You see Rain Dog kind of parched up there as the lady walks away.
Yeah, I walk up to him and sit next to him.
Yep. I guess he lets you.
Yeah. I don't stop her.
You say hi at all?
Please don't kill me.
I nod.
Okay.
I nod in her general direction.
Okay.
Hey, Rain Man.
Rain Dog.
Oh, hey, how's it going? What'd you get?
Fries, if you want something to drink, you're out of luck. Burgers and fries, she says, that's it.
Did you ask her if there were any other drinks?
I said, can I get a coffee? She said, no coffee, we got burgers and fries.
Hey, hon, here's your soda. What do you want, the regular? She came over to you, talking to you Full Sail.
Oh, thank you. I'm a regular here.
Do you want the regular? Yeah. Not as a question.
Yeah, that's the regular.
All right, I'm gonna get it.
Do you not want a soda from her?
She didn't say there was soda. She said burgers and fries.
You afraid you took that a little too literal?
Nathan, your character walks in.
On time.
Davis is early.
I walk in. My given name is Dylan Cucumber. My thieving name is Corona Strider. By day, I am a pudgy, middle management, data and systems analyst at Integrated Amalgamations.
Yeah, yeah.
For my job, because it's extremely boring and tedious, I've been abusing drugs that sharpen my focus and kill boredom. But as a result of these drugs, my reward center of my brain has been completely warped. And I am a compulsive thrill seeker. And I've tried to satisfy that by becoming a very detail-oriented, very risk enthusiastic thief.
Great. Dorm. How old are you again?
42.
Jesus.
I'm wearing...
Really split the difference between our ages.
I'm wearing a white button-down t-shirt with a brown tie that's 2 inches too short.
Yeah.
And brown slacks that are 2 inches too short.
Yes, yes. You walk in, you see the sign. There's only two other people in here.
What does the sign say, Kevin?
Eat yourself.
Nice.
I scan the room for what looks like the wobbliest chair.
Oh, you see it.
And I take a seat in it and lean back.
You are...
Is that seat at our table or
no? No, it's not. It is near the counter by the chef, who is a large Armenian man. Who looks at you and just kind of...
I nod back.
Okay, do you order anything from him?
I ask, what is the item with the most mustard?
That would be the cheeseburger.
And
the mustard burger.
Can I have that with twice as much mustard?
You got it, boss.
Thanks.
He gets to, like, you hear, like, a chopping noise, like, ching, 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 from the back area as he's, like, chopping away at the burger. Good. You know there's another contact, you just don't know who it is. You know his name, but you don't know what he looks like.
Right.
Yeah, just so we're all on the same page. We're supposed to meet up for a heist, and someone walks in and just sits at the counter.
Right. I sort of peer in that direction, but do you appear that you're looking for who you're supposed to meet, or are you just sort of just hanging out?
Sounds like a hangout kind of thing. He's just like...
Well, I know I'm meeting the people I'll be doing this job with, but frankly, I need that rush. I need to know. I need to straddle this chair.
Jay,
keep pushing it back.
Roll your intelligence on this.
Yeah, roll my intelligence?
Yeah.
What am I rolling for? Just like...
Just to see if you can put together two and two.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
It's like a notice.
Yeah, that's a 12.
Yeah, you get
or,
the...
Or for notice, yeah, that's an 18.
18, yeah, you get the feeling this is the other guy, because nobody else has come in, and he's literally rocking back and forth in his chair more aggressively.
Right.
Like, and he's causing a scene.
And I know, like, the line of work that we're working in attracts not exactly normal people.
Yeah, he's, like, going, like, really excited.
I'll sort of slowly stand up from my seat and, like, pop my lower back. Before walking over, just sort of like
okay.
Knocking on the counter.
Roll a reflex save.
Oh. Yeah, that's going to be a 19.
All right, you just missed the waitress with your plate of fries coming up from behind as you get up from the table. You kind of like push her out of the way a little bit. Hey, what are you doing?
Whatever I want.
Oh. She like waves herself off like she's hot now for you.
Aren't they all?
Let me just roll that real quick. Yeah, she's got it bad.
I want to roll to not throw up.
Yeah. Christina, what do you do?
Yeah, I'm just going to follow his lead and get up too, because okay. I think he knows something. I don't.
All right, Full Sail and Rain Dog go over to you.
And I grab the seat of my chair and try to hop to turn and face them.
Roll a reflex save on. Just roll reflex. Do you have anything on that?
I hit 10.
All right. As you're turning, the chair snaps, and it's like wooden, and so it just pops off and then just hits the ground with a big thud and just like a cartoon almost just splatters out in front of you guys as you walk up.
Hello.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
He is actually. He's fine.
Corona, I presume.
Yes.
Pleasure.
Rain Man.
And I'm Full Sail. Hello.
It's nice to meet you both.
Back at you. How much time do we have to hang out together before we do the job?
Not much, honestly. It's just to get you to feel the world out.
Right. I mean, obviously, the three of us have undeniable chemistry.
Yeah, no, it's popping. This is just kind of like the introduction to the game.
Absolutely.
Get a feel for it. You know, meet the characters, our minions, waitresses. You got it all. So the lights go out, it's getting dark. The area that you need to go across is a grass field, and it leads to a building, and it's pretty dark over there right now, so you could probably pop over there if you need to.
Shall we?
Before we go, would you like any of my mustard burger?
It did just slide up as he gets up. Like, it slides onto the counter.
I'll take whenever you don't finish.
So you guys choose to sit and eat for a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, good.
It's going to be dark for a while. It just got dark.
We do a quick 2-hour jump cut from before.
It took us 2 hours to eat.
No, beforehand, before you guys went to the diner. You all meet Scrabs individually. Scrabs is a balding, tiny white guy with a red and white flowered outfit. He's your fixer, he's your contact. He's told you what you need to do. Let's just do a quick little, one person thing. All right, I need you to go into this place, get the file out of the computer. Can you do that?
I understand.
Excellent. Don't open the file.
Understood.
Whatever you do, don't open the file.
Okay.
Don't copy the file. Don't put it in. Just put it in your brain. Bring it to me. What do you do?
Open the file, put it in my brain.
Do not. Even the file will be labeled. Don't open the file.
Okay, I will not open the file.
X's and crosses on it.
Get the file from the business we're going into.
Yeah.
Don't open it.
It'd be easy peasy. No problem.
Bring it to you.
All right. Rain Dog. All right, I need you to protect this guy. He's a little slow, but just make sure he gets the file and brings it back to me, okay?
You know me. I've been around the block a few times. I'll keep an eye on the kid.
Well, you're the best solo I got. You're the best merc, you know? This was why you're getting a 1.5 mil.
You know I appreciate that.
Yeah. Full Sail. Hey, just make sure these two knuckleheads don't kill each other.
I promise.
You're the best, most reliable person I can think of for this.
Oh yeah, you can trust me. I take care of my grandma all the time.
Two mil for you, easy. No problem.
No problems.
No problems. All right. Cut back 2 hours later. You guys are paying for the food, I imagine, I hope?
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay, good. All right.
We're not monsters.
Yeah. So the way you pay for things is, how old are you? You're 42?
42.
70?
29.
29, you don't have a barcode, you have a chip. So you just kind of scan a chip and it takes it out of your pay account.
Okay.
You two have a barcode on your arm that is connected to your bank accounts. So you just kind of scan that, add in tip and leave.
Great.
Yeah.
Do I just go, boomers?
Pretty much.
Nice.
You can if you want. It fits.
Boomers.
Yeah. You guys start walking across the grass field. It's getting darker and darker as you travel along to this building. Do you have any flashlights?
I mean, I think that I have enough experience to know that if I'm doing a job at night...
You have flashlights.
I would imagine, yeah.
All right. One flashlight.
Between the three of us?
I guess.
All right.
You're a thrill seeker. I don't know if you brought a candle.
I brought a pen light.
Oh, nice. That's good. So it's just really specific one area is lit.
Yes.
Good.
Right.
All right.
And Full Sail brings that lantern that you hang on the boat.
yeah, definitely. Full Sail, I forgot to ask this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Your class is Nomad.
Yes.
I'm allowing you to have one vehicle you want.
Think about it. Oh, okay.
One vehicle, and this is your escape vehicle for later.
Is this including or not including her boat?
It does not include her boat.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I'm still fixing my boat.
Yeah, it's a mag car or mag bike, whatever you want to use. So just think about it. You don't have to pick now. Just think for later. It takes a couple minutes, and you get to this sort of a circular entranceway. There's glass doors, and the glass has been punched out in a couple areas. There's cardboard up, and there's like flappy, waxy paper there too. It's besides that, it's actually kind of clean, not bad looking. It looks like no one's really around here.
Not even like squatters or anything?
Well, there's tags, but you know.
Got it.
There's gangs everywhere.
Right. How many entrances do we clock when we're like approaching?
When you talk to Scabs, he gave you two entranceways. One is the old building next door, which he didn't say to use because it's too dilapidated and you probably die. And the other way is a more modern entranceway to get to where you need to go.
Like the main entrance.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I think we should go on the old way.
He stops and just points.
You know what? That sounds like a great idea, but the main entrance is closer. So how about we hit up the other entrance next time we're in the neighborhood?
Do you promise?
Yeah, kid, I promise.
Okay.
And now you see why Scabs put you along.
I understand now.
All right. Who goes in first?
I'll go in first.
He does.
He just kind of barrels. After he agrees to go in this way, he barrels in front and kind of gets stuck and pushes his way through. One of the narrowest places.
Right. Yeah. I'll follow him.
Actually, can you roll me a body to see if you squeeze through enough? Oh God. Okay. He's
seven.
Stuck. He's stuck.
I'm stuck.
Can I just as gently as I can, just like put up like put my foot on his back and just put enough force to push
roll
him through.
Me a body.
Yeah.
That.
I'll roll you a body. Yeah, that's a 17.
Yeah, he whoop, pops in, kind of slides, and you're on your feet, but you made it.
Great.
I did it, guys.
you sure did. I'll slip in after him.
You don't want to use the front door?
I'll use the front door.
Yeah, you can just open the door.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just... You're in a, what's a circly thing called? Like an archerium? It's an open way.
Atrium.
Atrium, thank you. Atrium. There's a help desk on your left, there are stairs on your right. And there's sort of a like hallway that leads to a giant ballroom.
Can we see the exact nature of the building? Like was there a sign? Like, do we know what it originally was before it shut down?
There is a sign that is sort of hanging above you.
Yeah.
That says kids get in free on Wednesday. Well, it has a time like noon to eight.
Well, that's helpful.
What a beautiful help desk. Yeah. A lot of good hours behind a desk like this.
There's okay. A help desk.
Guys, we're on the clock. We gotta
Yeah, you may just pass the help desk with all the information that you need, and you head straight to the banquet area.
I guess that's what I implied. Let's go!
Is there a map or something? Like, is there like a directory we can check out?
Yeah,
can we take a little peeksy at that?
Sure. There's two floors.
Okay.
You're on the bottom. You're on the first floor here. Second floor above you with its stairway.
Yeah.
It leads into sort of some areas with some locked doors. And then it has a walkway that goes into the older house. And then there in the older house above that is the art director's room.
Got it. Wait, the art director's room is above the old house?
It's in the attic of the old house. But going through the front way would be difficult. You can actually take the side.
Oh, I understand. So what we're looking for is actually in the other building, but going through the entrance of the other building is dangerous.
Yes.
Are we to understand there's some sort of secret passage between them?
There's just a hallway that connects the two. It was built in the 90s.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Let's go down that 90s hallway.
You head up the stairway is the best way to get there. You go up the stairway.
Yeah.
There's a projector on the stairway that's kind of like flickering. And once in a while, it just puts up like some flowers behind you. It's very pretty. And then you go up and there are some paintings on the wall. And you continue down.
I'm going to take one of these paintings.
What are you going to do with it?
Which one do you... Oh, hang on. Let me just roll this dice real quick. Yeah, you stop at a nice French guy with his foot up on a log painting with his hand on his chest.
He looks confident.
It's 6 feet by 11.
I think it would fit nicely in my den.
Do you take it?
I take the painting off the wall.
He takes it off the wall. He has a giant painting now. It's starting to tip over because it's
right
hard
on
to hold. All right. You continue down.
I figure this painting is not going to kill him. I might as well let him do whatever he wants.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you roll me a reflex save as you walk across the narrow area to the hallway?
I'm going to feel real bad if this painting does kill somebody.
Okay. The painting starts to slip off, going off into the banquet hall. Does anybody help him?
I'll help. Yeah. Reflex?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, it's an 18.
Yeah, you grab it and kind of straight him right the way.
I say, how about we lean this against the wall and we get it after the job is done?
Let me just tear a little piece out.
You got it.
You pull out a knife and just pop a like corner of it out and just rip it.
I shove it in my pocket.
There you go. Good. Good. You get down the hallway. It's a locked door to the hallway to get through.
What's the nature of the lock? Is it like
it's
a tech?
Electric.
Oh, is
it's an electric
it?
Lock.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Say, either of you want to take a crack at hacking this thing, or are we looking for a key card?
Is the power... The power's on, because the projector
yeah.
was on, right?
It still works a little bit here and there.
Move in to more closely examine the lock.
Jay, you ruined it.
There's more pins
it is
right
a
there.
Door lock that is very easy, on-off kind of thing. The button to release it's on the other side. So an easy hack could be done quickly.
pull out my work standard integrated amalgamations computer interface kit.
It's very easy to do because we'll actually make that downloadable for your vision.
Oh,
it
okay.
just kind of slides
okay.
over.
Oh, okay.
It says like start, login,
okay.
all that kind of stuff right there.
I do that.
Yeah. You got that all right there for you.
Yeah.
You want to connect to the system?
I want to connect to the system.
All right. You hear like a bzzz, ding, 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 ding.
I've heard this before.
There you go. You're in. You're in the system. In the system, he cannot move outward. He's only locked into the system. You're in a dark area with green lines, like skeleton lines. That's what you can see. And the door is right there in front of you. But
okay.
it's like a little outline with green lines and stuff shooting across.
Okay.
It's very lawnmower, man.
I...
You want to hack that door?
I hip-check the door.
It hurts a little bit.
Okay.
Because you're inside your head. And you still have to kind of break through the system. There's like a big, huge computer lock.
Okay,
there.
Okay. How do I... Can I hack it or do
yes.
I interface? Okay, I moved...
Roll on your tech.
Okay.
And then add in programming.
Okay.
To that roll. So...
8. 12.
12.
Holy shit.
It's going to take 3 minutes, but you're kind of like poking at it and like going through it. You see a virus, you kind of smack the virus away. Yeah, yeah. That's what's going on in his head as you guys are standing out there waiting.
Yeah, I'll keep watch.
Can I check other doors?
Sure. There's one door that leads to an area with like a bunch of rolled paper and like drawings put out. And there's one paper in the middle of the area that has a whole map of the city drawn out.
Oh, whole city.
Yeah.
Can I take it?
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's 8 feet by 11.
Oh God, I'll fold
so
it.
So you roll it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You fold it up as best you can. Good. Yeah, write that down. That's in your inventory now.
Sweet.
Well, 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 what do we got here?
Oh, am I in the same room with this guy?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, who are you?
Thanks for listening to the Neopunk City Podcast. Our game master and show creator is Kevin Scott Brown. Playing Full Sail is Christina Duran. Rain Dog is Jay Miller. And Corona Strider is Nathan Little. Our executive producer is Jason Alviar. Neopunk City is recorded and streamed live at Stab Comedy Theater on 1710 Broadway in Sacramento, California, next to the Pawn Shop. Find out next week if Full Sail makes it out okay, who the mysterious urchinous voice is, if Corona Strider opens the electronic door, and if Rain Dog can keep everyone alive and out of harm's way. You've been listening to Neopunk City, the podcast.